Firstly, I would like to thank the President of and her own GAA, Cathaoirleacht, Ciara McLaughlin, for being present here today, and for the support provided and shown by the entire GAA family in Tyrone and across Ulster over the last number of days. I also want to thank the civic leaders, in particular the First and Deputy First Ministers, the Minister for Justice and the Chief Constable, for their stance, words and actions that spoke for our entire community. Constable Roland Kerr was a former playing member of our club and an important part of our community. He played football for Barra Red Knights GAA up to the age of 18 and represented our club with distinction and commitment. He was a decent, hard-working and genuine individual who was respected by members of this club. He was loved by his family and highly regarded by everyone in this community. Roland Kerr was a Catholic, an Irishman and a Gael, who joined the PSNI because he wanted to play his part in making our society a better place. Many members of our club were aware of Roland's career path and they supported him on his choice. As Egan and Kieran made clear in their statement yesterday, the GAA stands shoulder to shoulder with the Kerr family, the PSNI and the entire community in condemning outright this murder. We also send a strong message today to all those people who continue to engage in this activity. You have no support in our community, and your actions do not represent the views and feelings of the vast majority of people in Ireland. Last evening, Egan, Ciarán and Tyrone manager Mickey Hart visited the Kerr household and offered the full support of the GAA to the family. Barra Red Knights GAA will also do its best to support the Kerr family throughout this very difficult time. Our thoughts and prayers remain with Roland's mother, Nuala, her two sons, Cathair and Aaron, and daughter, Doreen, as they grieve for their son and brother. Roland will always be fondly remembered as a highly respected young man who played his part in the development of our club. May you rest in peace, Roland. Thank you. I'll just hand over to the County Chairman, Ciara McLaughlin, for a few words.
Tyrone GAA released a statement yesterday in conjunction with Ulster Council. And in that statement, we were unequivocal in our condemnation of the violent act that took place, which resulted in Roland's death. His death demeans humanity and is detrimental to the development of a shared future based on mutual respect. The GAA has a long-standing and publicly stated policy of opposition to violence. In a rights-conscious society, there is no greater right than the right of life and the need to protect it. As a sporting organisation, the Tyrone County Committee are very behind the family, and we will do all we can, as Jared points out, to support them through these difficult days. Our manager made his commitment to the family last night, and on that, I will leave that piece private, and I'll hand you over to Egan for his few words.
Well, thank you, Ciarán and Jared, and welcome to the members of the media. We're just, as has been stated already, we're glad to be here in solidarity with the local club. The very first and most important principle of being a member of the GAA is what you see around you. We're a family. We're a community-based association. We're actively anti-sectarian and anti-racist. They are written into our rules and we absolutely abide by them. Families gather together in premises like the one you're in now. Families build premises like what you see now and the fabulous facilities you see outside. It's families like the Kerr family who put facilities like this together. And in the GAA, one of our strengths is based absolutely, unequivocally on the notion of community. And when one of our members is attacked, and when our communities are attacked, we are all attacked. It has been our strength for the past 127 years, and it will remain our strength. We have 2,661 GAA clubs. 2,000 of them are on the island of Ireland, and almost 700 of them are in this province of Ulster. So one third of the GAA membership is in this province. Ronan Kerr, a PSNI member, was a member of our association. And we are saddened and we are upset And as we move a little, only a day on from the event, we're angry. We're angry that we have been attacked as an association, that a family have been robbed of a young man, and that the PSNI have lost a valuable comrade. We would also, and finally I would say this on behalf of GAA at national level and in Ulster, we would say that we in the GAA have done our part since the Good Friday Agreement to make sure that this island of Ireland is one where we have a shared future. For us in the GAA, they are not words, we mean them. And we have been working very hard indeed at Ulster GAA level on a variety of outreach programmes, a variety of them. And we are very, very honest and sincere in our attempts to make sure that there is a new and a brighter future. We're also unequivocal in saying that we recognise we come from differing and different traditions. There are many heritages, there are many backgrounds, there are very differing interpretations of the past and indeed the future, but in the GAA we acknowledge that there is and has to be a shared future. Mutual respect. And when we launched our Live to Play campaign with the Garda Síochána and the PSNI just before Christmas, I said at the launch that there was nothing more important than life itself. And that remains for us absolutely important for the Berry Red Knights, for the Tyrone GAA, for Ulster GAA, and for Cumannaigh Laskeel around the world. Nothing more important than life itself. So this is a horrible attack. We are here in solidarity with the local club, the local community, and with the GAA in Tyrone and in Ulster, and we extend our absolute sympathy. We were glad to call to the house yesterday, and we will be with the family to support them in whatever way into the coming days and weeks ahead. Go to my heart.